Welcome back to Inside on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Music is powerful. It's transformative. It can spark movement, change, and touch our soul. But as an industry, it has long been dominated by men. A new Cap Radio podcast uncovers the stories of women who have carved a path to success despite the odds. Joining us today is Majel Connery, the host and producer of A Music of Their Own. Majel is a vocalist, composer, and musicologist, making unique sounds of electro dream pop with classical influences, and applies his experience and extensive academic career into the podcast series to highlight the extraordinary women in the music industry. The first season is highlighting the accomplishments of women at the top of their field in classical works, an industry where only 12% of the music programmed by American orchestras over the last year was written by women. So, Majel, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you so much for having me, Vicky.
I listened to the first episode. Congratulations. It's wonderful. And I'm happy it's finally, it's seeing fresh air for all to listen to. I'm curious, You know, you have such an extensive career and, you know, wide range of experience. How did you gravitate towards music in the first place? And what were your initial aspirations just for hopping into the music field and the industry?
Well, I was an only child for the first 6 years of my life, and I did not like to play with toys. I also didn't like to sweat. So the only thing that was left was the piano in my living room. And after I discovered the piano, I really never stopped making or consuming music. But by the time I was in my late teens and my early 20s, some bad things happened to me. There was an illness, some professional disappointments, and I just lost my nerve as a performer and went into a desert for a few years. I went to grad school instead. I got a degree in musicology, which I love. But in my heart of hearts, I wasn't fulfilled in the way I thought I could be. So in 2015, I left a pretty cool career in academia to get back into professional music. But 20 years later, I was a really different person than I was in my early 20s, and I had totally lost a sense of what my art was. Like, what did I have to offer the world as an adult? And it has taken me until 2020 to feel like these pieces of me are finally settling into place again. And this podcast is a big part of that.
Yeah, I mean, you have these two loves. How did you balance the two from academia, musicology, and actually pursuing a career as an artist and a musician?
Yeah, I think I have two sides, a sort of like a sedate, nerdy side that likes books and quiet time. And then I also have a side that likes to be really rowdy and loud. And I've always been torn between these two things. I love talking about music. I like ideas. And this is one of the reasons why doing this podcast has been so fulfilling. This podcast is not just a series of interviews like, how did you get into music? It's curious. It's verbal. It's telling stories and solving problems. But on the other hand, my heart is about making music, and I can't live without that. So in my other life, I also compose music, and I have a number of big projects as well. So I live a dual life, and that seems to work.
Well, one of your latest musical projects was Sky Creature, and that incorporates post-punk, trance, and opera. I love the three of those, but we're going to take a quick listen to see what post-punk, trance, and opera sounds like. I just love the diversity in musical styles. How did this project develop?
Trained as an opera singer, so this represents a real right turn for me, and that has been thrilling. I have discovered as I get older that the harder the path I have to tread to get somewhere, the more rewarding it is, and I think everybody can relate to that. So for this project, when I'm on the road, I'm sleeping terribly and the shows are unpredictable. And sometimes there's only 20 people there. Sometimes there's 4,000. We're in a different city every night. But that part is wonderful. And then the making music part is equally challenging. My bandmate is a seasoned producer of rock records, and he is in the rock industry himself. And so every day I am being challenged to sing in a way that I'm totally not trained to sing and totally not comfortable with. And he works me pretty hard. But at the end of these hard rehearsal days, I've confronted what I think are limitations in myself and tried to overcome them. And there's literally nothing more rewarding.
And I would imagine, I mean, you went through a 42 U.S. city tour for Sky Creature, and it was grueling and rewarding and fun as well. But I would imagine you got a deeper look into how the country looks at women in music.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's not a surprise that I started a podcast about women in music at around the same time I was starting to be the front woman for a band. There is an incredible deficit of women in music. And in 2022, people might be surprised or even shocked by this. I am. We rarely played with bands that had a single woman in them, which is just shocking. There are also a lot of times where I have to impersonate my bandmate, who is a man, on email just to get a response from a booker or a venue or a manager. And to be totally honest with you, Vicky, I do a lot of intentional flirting with managers, with bookers, with technical directors, with bartenders, because this is a tool I have that can get us things. I get money this way a lot of times. I will flirt with somebody over email and the check will show up in the mail. I feel conflicted about this and I don't know if it's a tool I should be using. This is something that we talk about on the podcast. This is an ongoing concern and I'm super curious to know what other women think about this. Is it okay to use your sex or your attractiveness as part of your professional appeal?
What I love about the podcast and Music of Their Own is that it really sounds like when you're sitting in a living room talking to peers in your field, and it's so intimate and vulnerable, even having conversations like that, which are all lived experiences, but getting them out and discussing it with your colleagues and peers in the music industry. Where did the inspiration for this podcast begin?
Yeah, I totally agree, Vicky. There's a kind of strengthening resolve that comes just from knowing that someone else shares a similar story.
You're not alone.
And that's like, yeah, that's like, that is the glue of this podcast. So I started doing these interviews at a very, very low point for me personally. I was sitting in my house in the Bay Area, like a lot of us, during the pandemic. It was too smoky to go outside. I had zero job opportunities and no income. And it was COVID on top of everything. And this was the stretch of time when, like, nobody had any sense of how long this was going to go on. I was going out of my mind. So I did something I've never done before. I reached out to a bunch of people in the music industry who seemed like they had their act together. And I just begged them to have a conversation with me along the lines of, hey, you seem like you're doing well. What should I be doing that I'm not doing? And these conversations were really comforting because nobody out there felt like they had their act together. They all felt like they were flailing. And that was comforting. But then there was a pivot point where at a certain point, I realized I had not interviewed a single woman. And I was shocked and floored. And I realized I really needed to do something about this. I needed to know more women. So I reached out to a bunch of friends of mine, mostly women, to find out where all the women were. And I made a list. And at this time, I was also talking to Kevin Daugherty at Cap Radio about the possibility of turning these conversations into an edited, produced podcast. And as I started interviewing these women, we shaped them together. The team at Cap Radio got behind me, and the rest is history.
Yeah. What has been the most rewarding piece of this journey and this experience now that it's coming to fruition and the podcast launches today? How do you reflect on this journey?
Honestly, Vicky, this is going to sound like I'm saying something that isn't true, but this podcast has changed my life. The women on this podcast are the most relentlessly positive, forward-thinking, joyful people I have ever met. And seeing them model that kind of behavior in spite of all the crap that has also happened to them has been so inspiring for me. When you have a model, someone who is doing the sorts of things you want to do and is acting in the way that you want to act, suddenly it seems a lot easier for mm-hmm. you to do it too. And so these women have become my heroes and my mentors, even though some of them are younger than me. And talking to them has been an improvement in my general attitude toward everything. And that in turn has changed my career. Like literally what I am doing now is 100% different than it was 2 years ago. And I really honestly have this podcast and these women to thank for it.
And we're talking, I mean, this podcast series, the first season is really focusing on classical music. But what you are saying transcends even music. I mean, this could be applied to many different industries, journalism included. Finally, in the last, 30 seconds we have, what do you hope listeners take away from these conversations who will be taking in this this podcast starting today about these extraordinary women?
Well, two things. One is I hope that listeners to Cap Radio, even people who don't think they like classical music, will listen to the extraordinary music that these women are making and realize, wait, hang on, this is classical music? I can really get behind this stuff. It's beautiful. I guess I'm a fan of classical music because classical music is a living, breathing organism. It's being made today. And I don't think most people realize this. But the second thing is, like you were saying earlier, Vicky, this transcends music. It is a lesson for all women and all people. We can all relate to these stories on some level. We have confronted the same issues. We have taken risks. We have stumbled. We've picked ourselves back up. And having this kind of group conversation about shared experiences is amazing.
Majel Connery is the host and producer of A Music of Their Own, the latest podcast from Cap Radio. And with that, that's Insight for today.